And on that point, members of the jury, I rest my case.
Ken? This is Otto.
Hello, Ken. Wanda's told me a lot about you. Hey, great fish!
Oh,
a little squeeze of lemon, some tartar sauce, perfect.
George back yet?
No, he had to go to the bar.
Well, oh, that's quite a stutter you've got there, Ken. It's all right, it doesn't bother me. George needs a weapons man, eh?
A cup of tea, Ken?
Yeah, he'd like one. Had a good friend in the CIA had a stutter. Cost him his life, damn it.
Hi, George.
Hello, George. Get you a scotch.
Yes.
George, this is Otto.
You're Wanda's brother.
It's good to be here, George. England is a fine country.
She tell you what we need?
Something like that?
Something like that.
Hello, Wendy. Had a good day?
I spend the morning trying to get the waste disposal man to come, have lunch with Marjorie Brooks, who takes up the entire meal complaining about her husband, and then I have to play three rubbers with Philippa Hunter. And I come back here and Sanderson's have sent the wrong flowers.
Oh, no. Would you like some tea?
Yes.
I won the case.
It is the first moment I've had to myself all day.
Hello, Portia. How's the show?
Awful, Daddy. I've got to have a new horse.
Well, I thought you liked Phantom.
He's not fit for dog meat. Can I change him, please, Dad? It's absolutely fine, and it won't cost much.
Well, all we do is ask Belinda.
I'm leaving the tea.
Yes, I am, darling. Sorry.
Better.
No, let me do it, please.
No, I'll do it.
I won the case.
Oh, now this is cracked.
They're worth about 100,000 each. There are 135 of them. That makes 13 millions, my friend.
Dollars or pounds?
Pounds, pet. This is a big one, so...
Okay.
Otto?
Yes?
Okay.
What?
The plan.
Yeah, great. No problem. What was the middle thing about the police?
We don't meet up at Heathrow until Tuesday because...
Oh, yeah.
I haven't finished yet. Because the police will watch all the airports for 72 hours.
I know.
Do you want me to get a big car?
Yes, Ken.
Get away.
A limo, okay. And put diplomatic plates on it, right?
What if he has to say something during the break-in?
Nobody says anything during a break-in, Otto.
It's okay, Otto. Ken's good.
So, next week, we won't have to look for work. And it won't have to look for us. Oscar Wilde.
You really like animals, don't you, Ken? What's the attraction?
Because you can trust them and they don't
shit on you?
Show off all the time.
You know what Nietzsche said about them? He said they were God's second blunder. Bye, sis.
Well, you tell him from me that I can show him.
Bye, George. If you talk to Mom, tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Don't let him touch
you. One more day, we're together. I'm sorry about my brother, Ken. I know he's insensitive. He's had a hard life. Dad used to beat him up.
Good.
Robbing the English. They're so polite.
What is it, Ken?
The dog.
We didn't hit the dog, Ken. It's okay.
$20 million. He's worried about an insect.
It's not.
Stutter's not getting any better, is it, Ken? Have you thought about surgery?
Shut up.
Ken? Come on.
split.
Are you at Heathrow Airport on Tuesday?
No celebrating.
No celebrating?
See you in a couple of hours.
To a job well done.
To us.
To the best brother and sister team since...
Romeo and Juliet?
Do you believe those cockney klutzes bought our story? What moron!
I want you to know something, Otto.
What?
Even if you were my brother, I'd still want to fuck you. Make the call.
Momento, carissimo.
No.
Eventuale.
No Italian!
Hey, per cominciare, due enze latte verde con zafferoni e un linguini primavera.
No.
Un cortelletto di
Make the call, Otto. Are you really Italian?
Absolutamente, sì. My name is Otto. It means eight. Say arrivederci a Giorgio.
Goodbye, George.
Ah, yes, I wonder if you could put me through to the police. Yes, hello. Sorry to trouble you, but I thought it might interest you to know that the Hatton Garden robbery today was pulled off by a Mr. George Thomason, who lives at Flat 3, Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9.
Wonder.
Francis Thomason.
Passport, tickets, money. Yep.
But these last 2 weeks with me have been the most exciting 2 weeks of your life.
You said it.
Okay. Okay.
Disappointed! Son of a bitch!
Shut up and think. Where's he moved it? What are you doing?
I'm thinking!
Thinking what I'm going to do to him. First, I'll hang him up with piano wire. Then I'll...
Where are you going?
I'm going to talk to him.
Then
I'll... Talk to who? Talk to who?
So in the course of installing these windows for your parents, you were kneeling on the floor where there was broken glass from the pane that you dropped.
That's right, sir.
And your mother and father can confirm this.
Yes, and his aunt, Georgina Thomason.
Good, Bartlett.
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Thomason, young lady to see you.
Anything else? No, that's everything for the moment, thanks. You don't have to dash
out. No. George.
Ken's got the fish food. He'll be in later.
Thanks.
Donato.
What do you think, Mr. Leach?
Well, I think we may be all right in the glass, but what else are they going to come up with?
George! Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening!
It's not loud in here, miss.
Are you okay?
Yeah, all right. I'm all right.
George, I don't think I can handle this. I was so afraid you were going to sleep last night. I just thought the police were going to...
Leave it out, okay? Now, listen. You stayed at my place. We slept late. You made me breakfast. What's he doing now?
He wanted to see you.
We did it, George. Kevin Delaney. You want me to rub him out? Anything. You name it.
I have friends making inquiries.
Good.
The jewels are very safe. If I get sent down, it all gets handed back to cut my sentence. Now, to cut my sentence even more, I could tell them who done it with me if I wasn't very happy about everything.
What was the middle thing?
Piss off.
Do you want me to
scream? Now.
George. You don't think...
Do you?
No. No.
Okay.
George.
What?
Are you sure the garage is very safe?
Trust me.
Very much. Thanks a lot. Bye. Have a good day.
So?
Well, he's not sure it was you. That's something, I guess.
What about you?
No. He believes me. That's why he can't figure out about you.
Figure out what?
Whether you turned him in or not, stupid.
Don't ever call me stupid, okay? What?
That's George's lawyer. The other guy must be the barrister.
So?
Trust me.
Father, you let me know if anything unexpected turns up.
Yes.
Don't I recognize you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. But you are a famous barrister, aren't you?
Well, hardly.
Well, could I have your autograph anyway?
Yes, certainly.
Thanks. I'm studying aspects of your legal system. I'm American.
Oh, really?
Mm. I've only just started, though. It's fascinating.
What brings you here?
Oh, it's a little embarrassing. I have a friend.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I see. Well, there you are.
I knew it! You're Archie Leach!
Leach?
Right! I saw you in court 2 weeks ago.
The casino break-in?
Oh, you were great!
Well...
Oh, I'm a big fan of yours. I love the way you cross-examine. Oh, I really admire your work.
Thank you.
Well, I better not keep you anymore.
No, fine. Right. Well.
Thank you for this. I'll treasure it.
Au revoir.
You speak French, too.
What's going on?
Whatever George decides to do, he's going to tell Leach first.
Why?
Because he's his lawyer.
Well, yeah, I know that.
So I'm going to get to know Mr. Leach.
George is going to tell him where the diamonds are.
That's what I'm going to find out.
gonna hide. Very good. Don't tell Wanda anything. Otto might get something out of him. Now,
George, you are gonna get off, aren't you?
Sure, don't worry about it, Ken. We'll fix it. Now, anything on Otto?
Not yet.
You watch him.
Ken! Okay. Looks like the police have been all over it. Let me just change clothes and then I'll help you look.
Hello! Kitty Ken's pets. Hey! Wake up! Wake up, limey fish!
So, how are you going to get friendly with this lawyer?
I don't know. I'll improvise.
Fuck the insects. I thought Englishmen didn't like women, the way they talk.
No. He's straight. He's kind of cute, too, in a pompous sort of way.
You got the hots for him?
I'm not into necrophilia, thanks.
What is this, hump a limey week suddenly? Otto doesn't approve.
Oh, yeah?
Otto might get jealous.
Mm.
È molto pericoloso, signorina. Molto pericoloso. Carissima.
Oh, speak it, speak it!
Un osso buco milanese con piselli.
Melanzane parmigiana con spinaci. Dove la farmacia?
Yes. No.
Sì.
No, not here. I don't know.
Dove la fontana di Trevi?
Not here, Otto.
Mozzarella.
No, not here.
Parmigiana.
No.
Gorgonzola.
Wanda.
Look what I've got, Wanda. Treasure.
Aspirin or something?
Shit.
What's that?
That's my brother. He's using the bathroom.
Otto?
We just went and saw George. Oh, it was horrible, Ken. It was just horrible.
Isn't it terrible about George? When I find the bastard who squealed, I love that man!
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Wanda was upset, Ken. She needed to talk to family.
Well, shh. She just had a shower.
Gotta speak to you. Are you okay now,
sir? Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for coming.
You just call me if you need me again.
Okay, Doug.
What's the matter with you, Ken? Can't you think about her feelings?
There's something funny going on.
Oh, dear. You don't even know why you're excited, do you?
I saw the...
Ken! I didn't want to say anything while George was around, but... Isn't it time you faced up to certain realities, Ken? Come on! You're a very attractive man, Ken. You're smart. You've got wonderful bones, great eyes, and you dress really interestingly. We could have a lot of fun together, you and I. And I think we'd be really good for each other. What do you say?
You must be...
May I kiss you, Ken?
No, you fucking cop!
Just a peck!
No!
No time!
No.
Ken!
No.
Ken!
Ken!
Look!
him.
Oh, okay. You didn't realize I was gay.
Okay, no.
Look, I'm sorry. I've handled this badly. Look, the physical side can wait. You need time. But will you think about it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Ken! Somebody just called! They said that the police... No, that the loot is in a garage in Fulham somewhere. You and I have to go get it right now, Ken. You and I have to go move it before the police find out where it is.
No, it's all right.
What?
George?
Moved? George moved the loot?
Yes.
Where did he move it, Ken? Where did he move it?
I don't know where it is. There's a key. I don't know what it's for. It's in the...
Don't tell me. It's better that you don't tell me. Oh, you know, if it wasn't for George.
Otto. Tried to kiss me.
I thought he might.
No, nothing. No marks at all.
But it is a safety deposit box.
Oh, yes, but it could be anyone in England. There are millions of them. Hotels, banks, offices. Sorry.
Thank you. That's him. That's him, Inspector. He's the one who tried to murder my dogs.
There's an American legal student here wants to see me for a moment. What time, Sir John, do you?
August 12th. Right.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, very nice to see you.
Am I interrupting?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, really. Delighted to see you.
Come Hello. On. So, this is the place, huh?
This is it.
Very nice. I was over at the courts this morning. Boy,
really?
Fascinating. Really, so much to know.
You like it?
Everybody wears these. Do you wear one?
Oh, ridiculous. Well, I only have a few minutes before, sorry.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, till then I'm all yours, as they
say. I just have a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a little problem understanding preliminary criminal procedures.
Good.
What exactly is the committal?
Ah, interesting. Well, basically, it's a preliminary investigation where the prosecution presents prima facie evidence that the accused has a case to answer for trial.
Well, that's what it says in the book. So let's just take, for example, my friend George Thomason.
Right.
Now, when he goes into his committal on Wednesday, he'll...
Thomason?
Yes.
George Thomason?
Yes. Do you know him?
I'm defending him.
What are you talking about?
I'm his barrister. His lawyer.
That's so great! That's so weird, though. Isn't that weird? Oh, I'm so happy it's you that's defending him.
Thank you.
He's sure to get off now. Wow! Well,
I can watch you work now.
Please.
Amazing. Well, anyway, at the committal, George would then plead...
not guilty.
Really?
Oh, yes, the evidence against him is largely circumstantial.
Well, but there was an identification, wasn't there?
True, but a very elderly lady. I think they've got the wrong man.
You don't think he did it?
No.
Well, let's just say, for argument's sake, that you did think he did it.
Sure, if further evidence against him came to light, for example.
Right, right. You would then advise him to plead guilty and turn over the jewels to get his sentence cut. And he would turn them over to who? To you?
Theoretically.
Oh, of
course. Yes, yes. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Wanda.
Wanda. What a fool, what a fool. Well, Wanda, there are really three... Not Wanda Gershwitz.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're his alibi. I can't talk to you.
Why not?
My dear young lady, you're a defense witness. I'm sorry, I must ask you to leave immediately. I'm so sorry.
What did I say?
Well, it's not ethical for me to talk to a witness.
Everybody does it in America.
Well, not in England. It's strictly forbidden. Please, I must insist. Otherwise, I may have to give up the case. I'm sorry. Please?
Oh, Archie. I didn't come here today to talk about boring criminal procedures. Come on, you know. You knew the minute I walked in here. I want you.
What? Hello?
Sir John is here.
Right, show him in, please.
I want you to make love with me.
Pardon?
Nothing, nothing.
We're taking to bed, Archie.
No, sorry.
Bye, Uncle.
Hi.
He's pleading not guilty, so you're safe until the trial. Leach doesn't think he did it. Box key, but only George knows where it is. Thank you, Wanda. What have you found out?
Not a lot.
You realize he's in court tomorrow?
I know that.
So nothing, huh?
Nix. Zip. Diddly. Bupkis. Niente.
No, it isn't, Portia.
It is enormous.
No, it isn't.
Oh, please, Mother.
No, absolutely not.
I'm so miserable and you just don't care.
Oh, shut up, Portia. All I get all day is people complaining to me.
Oh, dear.
Ecco l'uomo. Due cupole grandi della cattedrale di Milano. Benito Mussolini. Dove il Vaticano?
I want you to speak to her about plastic surgery.
Hmm?
Oh, I do wish you'd listen to me. I want you to speak to Portia.
Oh, right. I'll have a word with her in the morning.
Good night, Archie. Good night, Archie.
Good night, Wanda.
Good night, who?
Oh, sorry, darling. Just some stupid case I've got tomorrow with some lousy old hag.
Are you George Francis Thomason of Kipling Mansions, Murray Avenue, London, W9?
Yes, sir.
Charged one of armed robbery. Sit down, Mr. Thomason. Are we ready for a committal today, Mr. Percival?
Yes, it will be under Section 6-2, madam.
That is correct, 6-2.
Here are the statements, all to be fully bound, please.
Stand up then, Mr. Thomason. You are hereby committed to stand trial at the Central Criminal Court.
There is some urgency about this case, madam, as the main witness, Mrs. Eileen Cody, is elderly and has had serious heart difficulties recently. Is there any possibility that this case might be put down for an early trial?
That will be for the listening office at the Old Bailey, Mr. Percival. Take him down to the cell, please, would you?
How you doing?
Ooh, you look great.
I love your hair. Do you have time for coffee?
Oh, no, I've got to go.
Have you thought about it, though?
One thing, though. Why did he give you this? Eileen Cody, 69 Basil Street? What does he want you to do? Send her flowers? Do her shopping? Show her a good time? Rub her out?
He wants you to rub her out?
What?
No.
He's going to kill her! Fuck off, or I'll kill you.
Limey fruits!
So the old lady's gonna meet with an accident, eh?
Shh! Shh.
Wasn't funny.
The thing is, that wasting old ladies isn't nice.
But it's better than buggering people.
I'll bet you a pound you don't kill her.
All right.
All right. I love watching your ass when you walk. Is that beautiful or what? Don't go near him. He's mine. A pound says you won't kill her.
So when could you look at it?
Well, this thing, Thursday's hopeless. I tell you what, my wife's going to the opera Friday evening. I could have a look at it and give you a call at the office Saturday morning.
I'd really appreciate that, Frank. Thanks, Archie.
Bye, Frank.
Hi. I know we're not allowed to talk. Give me a call.
I can't.
Please?
I'm not allowed to speak.
You don't have to. I don't want you for your conversation.
I'd love to.
What happened?
Got a date Friday.
Look here. Do you mind not making that terrible noise? My dogs will be having their nap.
Nice doggy. Nice.
took it.
Otto, what are you doing?
It's a Buddhist meditation technique. It focuses your aggression. The monks used to do it before they went into battle.
What kind of Buddhism is this, Otto?
An early tantric meditation. What is this?
In order to get information, I just might have to get friendly with them.
Well, we're ready now, at last.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the opera, darling.
Oh, your supper's in the fridge, aren't you?
Oh, marvellous. Thanks so much.
Be good.
When you say friendly, what are we talking about here? Cordial? Courteous? Supportive? What?
I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
So, friendly might include actual, what, penetration?
Look,
sex?
I don't need your jealousy now.
Jealousy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm merely curious. Me jealous of that fop?
What about my tits?
Did you get to handle them?
Yes, that's my forecast. I'll stand by that.
Nuzzling?
I think $20 million is worth a little nuzzling. 80% chance there.
Sucking?
I thought you weren't jealous.
I'm not. I don't believe in jealousy. It's for the weak. One thing, though. Touch his dick and he's dead.
I told your father to get the car serviced.
Aren't we going, then?
Oh, do shut up, Portia.
Hi. Do you despise me?
No, that's not a word that leaps to mind.
Can I stay then?
Of course, look. Wanda.
I know. Your wife's coming back.
No, it's not her. She'll be gone for hours. It's about what I said to you. It is all right for us to speak.
It is?
Provided that we don't discuss the case.
Oh. Well, fine.
It's just that if anyone saw us talking, they might think
that
we would.
Oh, but they won't.
Sorry if I seem pompous.
Oh, you're the best, Archie. George decides to change his plea. He'd tell you where the loot is first, wouldn't he?
Don't, darling, we mustn't talk about the trial, okay?
I know. I just meant theoretically. Mm-hmm. Kiss me there.
Oh, theoretically.
I should have found out what the change is clear in his instructions to his legal representative. The normal procedure.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's wonderful, Archie.
What?
You're getting me so hot.
Sorry.
I need something to drink.
Yes.
Something cold? Maybe in the fridge?
Champagne?
Oh, my favorite.
Don't go away. Jean Riviere. Relax.
Get the fuck out of here, Otto.
I heard moaning. I was worried.
I was faking it, you stupid jerk.
Don't ever call me stupid. And I'm not jealous.
Then leave.
Okay. It's a nice place. Don't touch his dick.
His wife. Now, for goodness sake, get off to bed. There isn't any ice.
Champagne.
What's the matter? What are you doing?
Champagne, dear, to welcome you home. Let me pour you a glass.
Who's in the car?
The car?
Blocking the drive.
There you are, dear. Cheers. Well, nice to see you again. How is the opera, then? We finished early, didn't we?
Whose car is it?
Mine. It's a beauty, isn't it? Where did I leave my drink, Archie? Ah.
Who is this?
Don't you know?
How do you do, Mrs. Leach? I'm Harvey Manfred Jensen. I'm with the CIA.
CIA?
That's correct, ma'am. I was just telling your husband here before I had to go to your beautiful bathroom. We've got a high-ranking KGB defector in a safe house near here. We're debriefing him as of now, and we're just checking all the houses in the neighborhood.
For what?
For KGB.
Is there any danger?
No. No, no, not now. We just want to keep everyone informed. So, Archie, thanks for the drink. Sorry to trouble you folks. I'll see myself out.
Keep everyone informed.
So there's no panic, ma'am.
But isn't it a secret?
You have no idea how secret.
Well, why are you telling everyone?
It's a smokescreen.
What?
Double bluff. Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's the next K-Red 27 technique.
My father was in the Secret Service, Mr. Manfred Jensen, and I know perfectly well that you don't keep the general public informed when you are debriefing KGB defectors in a safe house.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Not unless you're congenitally insane or irretrievably stupid, no.
Don't call me stupid.
Why on earth not?
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you? Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old U.S. of A, to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest fucking province in the Russian Empire. That's what. So don't call me stupid, lady. Just thank me.
Well, thank you for popping in and protecting us.
If it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German. Singing, Deutschland, Deutschland, Uber, yeah.
That's my brother. He's coming for me. Get rid of your wife and get my necklace.
Right. I'll think of something to get rid of it.
Who are you talking to?
Myself, darling.
Well, who was that shouting?
The brother of a friend of mine.
Oh, gee, who on earth?
I don't know, extraordinary. He rang the bell and I opened the door. Well, let's go to the pub.
What?
Let's go to the pub, get a drink there. Would you like to come, Portia?
I haven't been to the pub for 15 years.
No, well, it'd be rather nice for Portia to see it now, will you, darling?
Honestly, Archie. What on earth is the matter?
I thought the picture was falling off the wall.
Will you pull yourself together?
No, it's all right. It's quite secure now.
I'm totally positive.
Oh, yes, thanks, Portia. Well done. Okay, coming with us.
What was that? What kind of necklace? What's going on?
Nothing, dear. Right, let's go.
Can I see that?
What?
In your hand? Your other hand?
Portia, go to your room.
Oh, we're going to the park.
Darling, I can explain everything. I left some papers at the office. Now! Oh. And they sent a new girl over.
Oh, Archie.
No, really, she's Canadian, and she mentions it was her birthday.
Lovely.
So we...
Thank you. Oh, it's even got a word for Wendy.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it, darling. Oh.
It's the most beautiful thing you've ever given me. Oh, Archie, this isn't like you.
Are you fucking crazy?
Hey, I saved your ass.
I had him right where I wanted him, you asshole.
Hey,
I give you one thing to do, on a one fucking thing. You're supposed to drive me here and shut up.
Oh, relax.
Hello? Hold on. It's for you.
Hello? Not at the moment, no. Yes, well, I'm not quite sure when I'll be able to get hold of that. Yes, I do appreciate that. Yes, as soon as possible. Well, that would be very nice, obviously. So, see you soon, I hope. Bye, Frank.
Easy, go.
Smell, Maggie, smell. Now.
Commit its body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection.
Miserere Dominum, canis mortus
est. Hello, honey.
What happened?
Nothing.
What's that? Not Granny.
Not yet.
Oh,
no.
Who's it for then? A fish. Frenchman. A phone operator.
Friend.
Oh, a four-legged one? Oh. Where's my sister?
She's in the...
Thank you.
Lavatory.
Wanda!
Anything?
What? No.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I'm bored. Bored wandering around this god-awful city, shoving George's ugly pic... Talking to a lot of smutty, stuck-up, intellectually inferior British faggots. Jesus, they're uptight. They get rigor mortis in the prime of life in this country. Standing there with their hair clenched, just... counting the seconds till the weekend so that they can all dress up like ballerinas and whip themselves into a frenzy at the flat at 4-2B St. To be honest, I hate them. I mean, pretending they're so fucking lawyer, superior, so fucking superior with those phony accents. Not you, Ken. You've got a beautiful speaking voice when it works. Son of a bitch! So, want to have some lunch?
Have you heard from him?
Who?
Archie.
No, I have to finish my hair. No.
Nothing?
Okay, well, I'm out of here.
No plans to see him?
No. Okay, bye, bro.
Bye, Wanda.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Well, it wasn't theirs to sell, you see. An old lady gave it to them to be engraved, and she's about 80 and dying. It's a great sentimental value. And somebody put it in the display cabinet by accident. Well, not really, darling, because legally
you
they can't...
You paid get for it.
Yes, well, they do accept their mistake, darling, and that's why they're offering you this to replace it. You see, it's over three times as
valuable.
This
is the nicest thing you've ever given me, which I absolutely love, and now you want me to give it back and replace it with something awfully vulgar.
No, I don't want you to give it back.
Well, they can't have it.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy.
No.
Wendy!
No! Tell them they can't have it! You're the bloody barrister!
To someone at the chambers.
And where are they?
Hong Kong.
Ah, so?
Gone for weeks.
Nice rug, Archie.
May I?
What? Archie, what are you doing?
The poker, I think. You make me feel free.
Free?
Wanda, do you have any idea what it's like being English? Being so correct all the time, being so stifled by this dread of doing the wrong thing, of saying to someone, are you married, and hearing, my wife left me this morning, or saying, do you have children, and being told they all burned to death on Wednesday. You see, Wanda, we're all terrified of embarrassment. That's why we're so... dead. Most of my friends are dead, you know. We have these piles of corpses to dinner. But you're alive. God bless you, and I want to be. I'm so fed up with all this. I want to make love with you, Wanda. I'm a good lover. At least, used to be back in the early 14th century. Can we go to bed?
Hang on. Mind your head.
Oh, I think I love you.
Oh, Archie. Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Where's my locket?
I couldn't get it.
What?
Well, Wendy wouldn't give it back. Look, I got you this instead. Like it?
No, Archie, I have to have mine.
What's the matter? Why?
My mother gave it to me. On her deathbed.
I'm sorry. All right, darling. I'll get it for you.
You promise?
Think of something.
Sex is very, very difficult for me with somebody that I don't trust completely.
I promise I'll get it. Okay?
I love you, Archie. I've loved you ever since the first second I saw you.
What was that?
What?
Your brother didn't bring you here this time, did he?
No.
He's no idea?
He doesn't have a clue.
What?
He is so dumb.
Really?
He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
Oh, those terrible lies he told about the CIA.
So painful. And when he heard your daughter's name was Portia,
yeah,
he said, why did they name her after a car? I love the way you laugh.
Oh, I love you. You're funny. How come a girl is
bright as you could have a brother who's so...
Don't call me stupid.
Mike! Jesus Christ!
Aaron!
Ouch!
I'll deal with you later.
What have you done with her?
She's all right.
Otto!
Now! Apologize.
Otto!
What? Apologize.
Oh, shit.
Are you totally deranged? You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
How very interesting. You're a true Bulgarian, aren't you?
You're the Bulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize!
What, me to you?
Apologize.
All right, I apologize.
You're really sorry?
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
You take it back?
I do. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Okay.
For you. A, Wanda was lying. B, Wanda was telling the truth. Which one are you going to pick?
What was the first one?
You told me you were not planning to see it.
I knew you'd come along and fuck it up. I was dealing with something delicate, Otto. I'm setting up a guy who's incredibly important to us who's going to tell me where the loot is and if they're going to come and arrest you, and you'll come loping in like Rambo without a jockstrap and you dangle him out a fifth floor window. Now, was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics? Or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people! I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it. Now, let me correct you on a couple things, okay? Aristotle was not Belgian.
Oh.
The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
You mean...
And the London Underground is not a political movement. Those are all mistakes, Otto. I looked them up. Now, you have just assaulted the one man who can keep you out of jail and make you rich. So what are you going to do about it, huh? What would an intellectual do? What would Plato do?
Pardon me? Apologize.
What?
Apologize!
Right!
I'm sorry.
No. Not to me. To Archie. And make it good, or we're dead.
very, very, very... Fuck you! I'm so very, very, very... Very, very...
To you, I am Mr.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. How could I know it was you? How could you expect me to guess?
Stupid jerk. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? Robbing your own house, you asshole! You stupid, stiff, pompous English... I'm sorry. Yeah.
We've been burgled.
Oh no!
Well, are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Bit of a headache. I came in here. Somebody hit me, tied me up with a. My God, is that the time?
What?
I didn't realize it was quite so late.
What?
I'm late for a conference. A
conference? You've just been attacked.
No, it's nothing, darling. I must fly. Sorry.
Archie.
No, I'll help you tidy up when I get back. Oh, hello, Portia.
What's happened? Your father has finally gone completely mental.
Hello.
so much.
Champagne?
Okay.
I guess you...
Let's make love.
Well, if you absolutely insist.
No.
What?
It's here. On the rug. I'll be right back. Get undressed.
Why not? Why not, indeed? Afterwards.
Yeah?
Let's go to South America.
What?
Let's fly to South America.
Why South America?
Okay, Iceland. What do you really want out of life, Wanda?
I don't know.
Why do I like you so much?
Archie.
Hmm?
Do you speak Italian?
I am Italian. Sono italiano in spirito, ma ho sposato una donna che preferisce lavorare nel giardino a far l'amore appassionato un spallo grande.
But it's such an ugly language. How about Russian?
Я сильно благодатнее созвучи слов живу. Помина то жизнь трудную, теснится на сердце грусть. Одну молитву чудную твержу я наизусть. Души, как бремя, скатится сомнения далеко. И верится, и платит, и так легко.
Арчи.
Yeah?
Are you rich?
No, I'm afraid not.
What about the house?
Well, that's Wendy. She's the rich one.
Oh.
Есть силу благодатнее созвучий слов звук, и душит непонятнее святая прелесть в ней, и души, как бремя скатится, сомнение далеко, и верится, и плачется, и так легко.
What the hell are you doing? I might ask you the same question. Who are you?
What?
Get your clothes on. Will you leave immediately, please?
What?
You're in the wrong flat. This flat belongs to Patrick Balfour. He's in Hong Kong and he lent me the key. Now get out.
We leased it from the agents last weekend. Yes, well, obviously that changes things a bit.
Aren't you Archie Leach?
What?
You bought our house in Lissenden Gardens. Hazel and Ian Johnson.
What a coincidence! How nice to see you!
I can't see you anymore. I've got to end it. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Archie?
okay.
No, no.
Please.
Look, I want to apologize.
I just finished it, all right?
Okay, wait.
No,
I just want to wait.
Look,
where are you going?
Otto,
I want to speak
with you. I just ended it.
All right?
Will you leave me alone?
Wait.
Otto, I just ended it, all right?
Wait, I just want to say I'm sorry.
It's all over, please.
It's all
over.
It's all right.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Calm down.
Someone shut up.
Help me down. No, please believe me.
It's all right.
No, don't beat me up again.
Listen.
No, look, I had a terrible day.
Will you shut up?
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't kill me, please.
Shut up, then. Okay. Look, I just want to apologize sincerely for what? Well, when I dangled you out the window, I'm really, really... Well, it was not a nice thing to do. And then when I attacked you in there, well, I'm really, really... How could I know you were trying to rob your own house? I was just trying to help.
Yes. Thanks, Otto.
I wanted you to trust me.
Yeah, please. It was my fault. It was my fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, about my sister. Sexy girl. I understand you wanting to play around with her. It's okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry I was jealous. Just go ahead. Pork away, pal. Fuck her, Blue.
I like you, Archie. I just want to help.
Four tickets for this evening for we are first class. And then, four. We get rid of Otto later. Then, back to the flat. Pack, collect me, then to the Cathcart Towers Hotel to pick up the jewels.
No, she just left.
Oh, and Otto,
you owe me up.
What?
You owe me a pound.
Not Granny.
Met with an accident.
bullshit! You're lying! Dead?
Heart attack.
I don't believe this.
So, George will be out this afternoon? We all got to Heathrow? Collect the loot, and then... Boom! All thanks to me.
So, the loot's at the airport, is it, Ken?
What's happening?
Well, Ken, I'm going to ask you some questions while I eat my chips. First, who was the philosopher who developed the concept of the Superman in Also sprach Zarathustra? No? That's a chip up the nose, I'm afraid. Friedrich Nietzsche. Next. In which book did Nietzsche claim that almost all higher culture is based on cruelty? Are you thinking, or are you in mid-stutter?
You're mad.
Oh, beyond good and evil. I guess we'll have to ask you an easy one, huh, Ken? Okay. Let me think.
Where are the diamonds?
I'll give you a clue. Somewhere around the airport. No hassles. Plenty of time, Ken. I'll just sit here and eat my chips till you tell me. The English contribution to world cuisine. The chip. What do the English usually eat with chips to make them more interesting? Wait a moment! It's fish! Isn't it?
Oh, here, boy.
Down the hatch.
Oh,
delicious.
You.
Better eat the green one.
Okay.
What's this one's name? Well, not Wanda, anyway. I'm going to call her Lunch.
Hello, Lunch. Hello.
You avoid the green ones. They're not ripe yet.
Now, you were in court, were you not, Inspector, when the forensic evidence was read?
Yes, sir.
And the fact that Mr. Thomason was installing windows the previous weekend would account, would it not, Inspector, for the presence of small particles of glass on his trousers? No hurry, Inspector. Please do take your time.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Stop! Please. Don't.
Come on, Wanda. Gullet time. What are the names of those hotels that are right by the airport, Ken? What are they? The Airway Sheraton? The Post House? The Cathcart Towers? The Cathcart Towers? Yes?
Yes.
In a safe deposit box?
Yes.
Where the key?
What?
Where's the key?
It's in the desk.
Where? Where?
Oh. You
I'm sorry, Ken, but your answer was incorrect. Still, you really did think it was in there, didn't you? What?
Hello?
I know where the diamonds are.
Where?
Where's the key?
I've got it.
How soon can you get to George's apartment?
Are you all Wanda Gerswitz of Kipling Mansions, Murray Road, London, West 9?
Yes.
Now, will you tell the court, please, how do you know the defendant?
We've had a relationship for 2 years.
Relationship?
We're lovers, Your Lord.
Miss Gerswitz, on the 4th of March of this year, in the morning, where were you?
I was at the apartment at Murray Road.
And were you by yourself, or was there anyone else present?
No, somebody else was there.
Who was that?
My brother.
And did your... Your brother.
My brother.
Yes. Yes, and... Are you quite sure it was your brother?
Mr. Leach, I'm sure Miss Gerswitz can recognize her brother. She's had a relationship with him all her life.
Much obliged, my lord. Was there anyone else present that morning?
Yes, George was there.
Thank you.
But he left about 5 to 7.
Wonder. I wonder...
Yes, Mr. Leach?
When you say 5 to 7, Miss Gerswitz, how can you be so sure?
Oh, I looked at the clock, because I was saying to myself, where could he be going at 5 to 7 with that sawed-off shotgun?
Darling!
Mr. Leach.
Darling? Yes, dear?
You bitch! You fucking... Restrain that man. Restrain this man. Careful. I'm getting this man. Take the hand for a moment. Keep on the ball.
I'm afraid.
I have never been so humiliated in my life. You can stick this marriage right in your bottom. I'll see you in court.
Yes. Well, that's it then.
George?
What?
We gotta talk.
You tell those pigs to fuck off.
Fuck off, pigs.
Did you hear what I said?
Fuck
off.
What's she up to, George?
What are you up to? You called her darling. And Wanda.
How are you helping her get her evidence straight, you Burke? It slipped out.
You've been coaching her.
What do you think? Look, George, we got 10 minutes. They're going to find you guilty, right? Now, if you plead guilty now, tell them where the loot is. You may get away with 8 years out in 5 and a half.
What if I tell them about Otto and Wanda?
They busted it?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Maybe 6 years out in 4. So where are the diamonds?
Where's Barlow?
He's upstairs trying to calm things down. So where are they?
Tell Bart that Ken knows where they are.
George, it'd be a lot quicker if you told me. Okay, I'll tell Bartley.
Where's Ken?
He's at the flat.
Thank you for all your help. I'll be right out.
Buenos Aires.
What?
We're going to George's flat first. Get in. Got your passport?
Yeah.
Right. Check the briefcase for mine. Get your head down.
So, you robbed the jewelers, turned one of your lovers over to the police, kept the other one on to help you find the diamonds, and when he does, you commit perjury in the High Court, right?
Come on, Archie, everybody does it in America.
Well, not in this country they don't.
Oh, right, like nobody lies in England, like Margaret Thatcher never lied.
Look, you lied to me from the moment
Archie,
we met. Right,
you just wanted to get me into bed.
I fell in love with you.
How come you dumped me, then?
I wasn't rich enough, remember?
Say something in Russian?
No!
What are you thinking, Archie?
I'm just trying to think of one good reason why I should take you to South America with me.
How about... because I have the key to the safety deposit box.
That's a good reason.
What do we do about Otto?
I'll handle Otto.
Be careful, he's dangerous.
So am I. Keep it running.
Why did you bring him?
Wait. No.
I'm beginning to think you like
Otto,
that.
Just wait a minute, okay?
Let's get the
just
diamond.
Wait a minute.
Ken?
Are you Ken? How do you do? I'm George's barrister. What's happening?
Careful! Bloody hell, it's...
Oh, all right, then.
Archie!
Where have they gone? Quick! Where have they gone?
Look.
What? Are you all right? Where have they gone?
Look.
What the?
Are
you ill?
What?
Have you got a stutter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. Do you know where they've gone?
Fine.
Where?
Hotel.
Hotel? Which hotel?
Go ahead.
It's okay. All right, wait. Slowly, very slowly.
Slowly.
No hurry. Sing it. Sing. Plenty of time. Oh, come on! I'm sorry. Wait.
Cathcart Towers Hotel.
Well, where is it? Ken, where is it? Where?
Again. Heathrow Airport.
Heathrow
Terminal 4.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Just a short bit. I'll be right back.
Aisle or window smoking or non-smoking?
What was the middle one?
Anything a non-smoking is fine, thank you.
8:14 this morning.
No.
There for a minute.
Keep your hands up.
No! Put them up!
I'll make a deal with you. I'll put one up.
Put the other one up!
Which looks better?
I'm warning you, Otto.
What are you gonna do, Archie? Shoot me? Gun me down in cold blood like a dog?
Hey! If you want to settle something with me, then why don't you fight me? You're a man, aren't you, Archie? And let's fight like men! Come on!
All right.
All right, then.
Okay.
You look good, Arch.
That's right, Otto. I used to box for Oxford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I used to kill for the CIA. Now, get your hands up. No.
You spineless bimbo. Now, out.
Okay, I'm gonna have to shoot you now, Archie. But, I've got a little time before my plane leaves, and I'm longing to humiliate you. So get in that barrel.
What?
In the barrel.
Right.
You English. You think you're so superior, don't you? Well, you're the filth of the planet. A bunch of pompous, badly dressed, poverty-stricken, sexually repressed football hooligan. Goodbye, Archie.
Well, at least we're not irretrievably vulgar.
You know your problem? You don't like winners.
Winners?
Yeah. Winners.
Winners like North Vietnam? Shut up!
We did not lose Vietnam. It was a tie.
I'm telling you, baby, they kicked a little ass there. Boy, they whooped your hide real good.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Shut up.
Goodbye, Archie.
You gonna shoot me?
Yes. Yes, French, hello, old chap. Sorry.
Look, Otto, look. Revenge!
It's Kick-a-kick again! Kick-a coming to Kick-a-kick kill me! Are you gonna Kick-a-kick catch me, Kick-a-kick again?
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Fucking limey cement.
Kent! Kent! Wait, Kent! Kenny! May I call you Kenny?
Remember Wanda!
I got the deal of a lifetime. 50-50, you and me. What do you say? Okay. 60-40. That's my final offer.
Revenge!
Wait, I got an idea. You take it all. Yeah. Here's my boarding pass. Ken!
I'm gonna cast kill you.
Wait, okay, fine. Fine, Ken. Come at me. Give me your best shot. Go on, Ken. You don't have the guts. Admit it. Okay, you have the guts. Good. Wait.
Dead.
All right, I'm sorry I ate your fish, okay? I'm sorry.
Revenge!
I said I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Got him!
You bastard!
Hey, I've lost my stutter.
Gone?
I can speak. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Give a woodchuck woodchuck wood!
Good afternoon, dear boarding guard.
Buongiorno, signorina.
Listen, two things. One, behave yourself from now on or I'll break your neck, okay? Two, Gorbachev, Glasnost,
Molotov,
Leninist,
Lenin,
Pushkin,
Chicken Kiev,
good, Dostoevsky,
Rubles,
Vladimir.